This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do we reconcile the explicit prohibition of fear and grief to a mother who's putting her baby in the basket? Subhanallah, and when I read, these were Rijalullah, how Allah had inspired them with the understanding of the Quran. And he writes that khawf, fear, and gham, grief, is ghair ikhtiyari, it is non-voluntary, huduthan, by inception, but it is voluntary, baqa'an, by continuation. Process this. Listen to this. Understand this. Wallah, this is, you want to go for psychology? You want to go to a therapist? You want to go for a session? Well, I'm giving you a free session today. Yes, I know you have your grief and your anxiety and your pain and your anguish, etc. Listen to this here. This is an answer to it. There's something that's bothering you, hounding you, overwhelming you, concerning you, clouding you. Here's the answer. Fear and grief. The mother of Musa is saying, don't fear, don't grieve. Fear and grief is involuntary by inception. You don't choose it, but it is voluntary by continuation. So fear can grip you, but you can dispel that. You can be on top of it, or you can allow that to be on top of you. Grief is the same thing. You can allow it to swallow you completely and you're drowning in your sorrow. Or you can rise above and be functional and, you know what, be productive amidst that grief. And that is precisely the interpretation of the prohibition. So it doesn't mean the natural fear and grief. Rather, it means that don't allow this fear and your grief to overwhelm you, to consume you.